We got good bait. I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it. Baby gonna fish it too.
Well, you probably know what that means. Leaf and I are here. We're gonna do a little fish report, and I'm thinking that Leaf is gonna say, "Yeah, you all should go fishing, mama or not." Leaf has a big old smile on his face. He's been telling me fish stories for the last 10 minutes.
Fish stories on top of fish stories.
Yeah, yeah. You've had a lot of fish stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a little bit different year in a lot of ways, weather-wise, gardening-wise. But as far as rivers and lakes and fishing and things like that, it doesn't translate into bad news all the time.
No, no. Yeah. Talk about it in the garden. Boy, last year I got so many tomatoes, I didn't think I had to plant half as many this year, and I got half as many. So
yeah, that's a quarter, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So
which is not enough.
Yeah, it's done some different stuff to fishing, and you know, the way the year started, you might have thought that it would end somewhat the same, and that the water might have stayed higher longer in the river. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it was staying nice and high for quite some time, but then right there in the end of August, we just had such a long hot spell and. No rains, you know, at all, basically this summer. And so it did go ahead and suck the juice out of the river. But I've noticed that it's coming back up and that the USGS has fixed their staff gauge down at the bottom of the river. So it's reading again.
Okay.
It had bottomed out at like 425 or something. So they must have readjusted it so it could measure under that that height.
Oh,
so you can kind of go back and look at that now to see. Like I have been this last couple of days, that the you know, the river that, or the weather that we're seeing up in the mountains is starting to translate into some rises and falls in the river, and we're, you know what, yesterday we came back in line with the 60-year average for an hour or two.
Okay.
And you know, but we're just like that. We're bouncing above and below it, mostly below it. But I think we're going to go back up with it here pretty soon because we're starting to get that rain. We had a decent rain last night. And definitely been noticing the water cooling down. The golden stones are being outnumbered by the October caddis shucks on the rocks now. Even though the caddis hatch started weeks ago, it's kind of taken until about now for them to key in on them. I think really they love those golden stones. They're a little bigger.
Yeah.
Still the October caddis, a big bug, but now it'll be kind of their only choice. So it'll be their main choice coming into this fall. Which won't be long on the river, you know. We gotta put that right out there that the river will be closing at the end of September.
Okay.
On the last day at sundown.
That's not very long.
No, we have about, I think I'm down to next, you know, 7 days.
Friday next.
8 days about this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely, when you hear this report, if you want to get on the Methow at all for the rest of this year, I would say you probably want to do it now. Looking like still no chance of a steelhead season. Mm-hmm. If that news changes, I'll let you know. But you know. The good news is the river has been fishing incredibly.
Yeah.
So you could get out there right now and get into some of those fish, likes of which we've been seeing lately. I mean, just yesterday had two giant cutbows in one day. Well, the first one was just kind of like huge, and then the second one was giant.
Which is bigger, huge or giant?
I don't know. Maybe just like giant and gianter is how they were. I would. Yeah.
So huge is big, but giant is bigger than huge.
Because we kind of have that A, B, and C grade sizing here. But then in that A grade, we chop it up into single, double, and triple A.
Okay.
So that would probably be huge, giant, and gianter. Yeah.
Gianter. How big are we talking here?
Well, we did put the tape to the second one of the day, my friend and I, Bob, and I, we had it in the net long enough to do that. And on my soft tape, you know, every inch of that thing measured, it was right around 23 inches.
Whoa.
I didn't do the around, but I'd say the thing was, you know, around 8 or 9 inches, almost up at the shoulders. So it was a very, very nice fish.
Did you say that was maybe the biggest cut bow you've ever landed?
You know, right up there.
Up there.
Right up there in the handful of biggest ones I've seen as far as cut bows go.
Okay.
Last year, like I was telling you, at this time I got about a 25-inch, obviously residualized steelhead of some sort, because it was just like a giant rainbow trout. You could tell it wasn't an anadromous steelhead. By no means was it chrome, but it just looked like a giant rainbow trout. So it's fun what happens at this time of the year in the fall. Boy, it's you just get a push of these fish that I suspect maybe came out of the Columbia or some of these other reaches, or maybe further down in the Methow. And I think what's been happening to me lately with those cut bows is they're kind of known to hang in what they'll call a hybrid swarm. I don't know if they do it into adulthood, but I've been catching quite a few in the same area over the last week. So
I always find interesting when I talk to you about it, and we get off on a subject like this, is I realize how this is a I was going to say industry, but it's an area where you guys are still gathering data, actively gathering data. Yeah. It's not like you know how these fish really spend their lives.
Well, and you know, a lot of the data that has been collected is really just it's based on priority, and so it's based on the listing of that fish. You know, steelhead being listed as ESA threatened or endangered species. Mm-hmm. Us being able to take part in the fishery to get the hatchery fish out and keep that the genetics as wild as possible. Then you have your bull trout would be kind of second on the list. They're threatened. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit more data on those. Mm-hmm. Still not enough. Mm-hmm. But and then you get down to the ones that aren't considered threatened or endangered. And there's just literally no work done unless people just kind of take it upon themselves to kind of, you know, I mean, it's always good. They can kind of have it as a side data. Like say you're trapping up the Twist mm-hmm. River. You know, you'd want to know how many cutthroat are coming through. So we, by happenstance there, we get to mm-hmm. at least like see what their yearly migration looks like, even though that's not what we're studying for. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. there's a little bit of data there, but a lot of it just comes down to some of these people that are more astute fisher folks, you know, kind of your amateur ichthyologists mm-hmm. and just really paying attention to what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And there's an astounding amount of diversity mm-hmm. in those groups of fish.
Well, you know, I mean, earlier this season we talked about how you and other fishermen felt like the fish were actually learning something, and how you had to fine tune mm-hmm. your delivery with the bug because they weren't taking any substitutes.
No, I feel like these fish that are true resident fish uh-huh. have started to learn some lessons. Those more pure cutthroat that have that habit that the West Slope cutthroat do of just living their whole life in 1 to 2 miles of stream.
Yeah.
A lot of time, like I've seen that same pocket a lot mm-hmm. of the time, at least for a year or two at a time, and then maybe move up to the next one. Or mm-hmm. They start learning.
That reminds me, what was the name of that fish that you've caught?
Hank the Tank.
Yeah. Did you see him this year? I don't think we talked about him.
I suspect that he actually probably passed away a year or two ago, just to old age. But I think I caught one of his cousins. I haven't managed to catch his cousin. The one up by...
You think he's out there, though?
Yeah, there's one up in that same area that I think we maybe talked about a week or two ago. I've had one good take, missed it. I've had him come up and sniff my bug twice after that, and then the fourth time it looked like somebody threw a head-sized rock off the 10-foot cut bank above this fish.
Really?
And I thought my stuff just snapped off, but when I picked up, it was on, and I fought him for 5 to 10 minutes, and then I kind of tripped over this rock as I was trying to get closer to the midstream, a better landing spot.
Yeah.
And he felt that movement in the line and then just took off over to the other side, shook his head, loosened it up, and was gone.
Yeah.
I was pulling back like a lot of people do. You pull back at that moment thinking if you just pull back hard enough, it'll get back on the line again somehow. It never happens.
No.
I let out a scream. Didn't even. I was like, who's screaming? I was like, oh, that's you.
Yeah. I think I know where you were at, too. I can just almost see you there.
So, yeah, it's just incredible fish. Yeah, the water's a little bit low, but this is about what it always looks like.
Okay.
The most important thing is that it's been cool most all summer. It got a little warm for a little while, but nothing like the summer before.
Yeah.
The water is small, which is good for the fishermen, and the water's cool, which is good for the fish. So, mm-hmm. Get out there while you can on the
meadow. While you can.
The lowland lakes are awesome. I would probably only do the highland lakes in a day hike myself, unless you're really prepared for some cold weather or just, inclement. Never know what you're going to get up there now.
Well, I'm seeing snow up there.
Yeah, lots of snow. So, I mean, I would probably go in and out in a day, but that'd be about it for me up there now.
Okay.
Another thing. I got some Methow Fishing Adventures t-shirts. You can get your Methow Fishing Adventures swag now.
Cool.
And it's available at the Carlton store and up at the Outdoorsman in Winthrop. Pick it up. You know, you can be sporting the colors. And
Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. I wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Brad down there at Bobber Down for doing such an amazing job of putting me onto that giant fish down there at Vernita.
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 I think I was wondering if you're going to mention this story.
Oh, man. I just have to.
Well, go ahead. Go for it.
You know, it's not my forte, but we went out. We did some salmon trolling. My dad, my stepmom, and I got into some amazing fish. He really knows what he's doing. His stuff's on my website. You can mm-hmm. find him back there on the guides page. You know, it's coming from a guide. I'm going on another trip here in a couple weeks with my good buddy Bob. I am always happy to pay a guide. You should too, not just because I want your money, but there's a certain amount of expertise that is just amazing when you get with a person that knows their water and knows how to fish their water.
Exactly, and
that's definitely how he is.
It's only true.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then my other good buddy Kane, just got to give a shout out to him. He started his business this year at Heavy Hitter, and he's going to do a similar thing up here. He'll be servicing like Patterson Lake, doing some trolling with the kids for kokanee.
You know
that would be a great option, not something I do.
Yep.
So if you want to do some local stuff in a bigger boat, hardware style, for any age kind of person or mm-hmm. capability, Kane's going to be your guy. I'll have his information available on my site.
And all right.
So there's going to be something to do between the three of us year round, all the all time.
Right. Oh, I love it. It takes a fishing village.
Oh, yeah. It's a fishing community. And, you know, these guys are all doing either something different than I in the same area or down in their area, just doing it as well as I'd like to think that I'm doing it up here.
Right on.
And we're just kind of brothers in the trade.
Right on.
If you need any more information, just give me a call, 509-429-7298. Be happy to book you up on a trip. Or if you'd like to check out the blog and podcast, check me out there at flyfishersproshop.com or send me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Enjoy that fall. Get that fish right on.
Here's a little tip that I'm about to relate. With my pole, mama, and my life, I'm fishing. My mama's going.